This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The prison population grew exponentially, and it became, quite candidly, a cottage industry, prison industrial complex of housing people that were sentenced to jail. And now we're moving away from that model, and there are going to be some difficulty in that.
With many aspects of Louisiana's criminal justice overhaul going into effect today, one of the biggest difficulties is continued opposition from sheriffs like Caddo Parish's Steve Prater.
I don't think the citizens of Louisiana know exactly what justice reinvestment is doing. We just open the gates and flood the streets with some of these people that don't need to be out. In Caddo Parish alone, in the first wave throughout November, we're going to have 192 felons that are going to be released early. Justice reinvestment was passed for money to save $262 million over the next 10 years.
And therein lies the crux of Sheriff Prater's objection. Louisiana pays parish prisons $24.39 per day to house each state prisoner. The Department of Corrections has said these prisoners will be released on average 60 days early. So using Sheriff Prater's own figures, this initial early release will be a $280,000 hit to his budget. As more prisoners are released in future months, the revenue loss will increase. And Lafourche Parish Sheriff Craig Weber, who supports the criminal justice overhaul, said last spring,
prisons are profit-oriented. They are owned by organizations that hope to make money.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.